I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling. Oh no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Yo.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here.
Cut me off right there. Cliff, we're talking about Uranus this week.
Kendall, my anus is nobody's.
Let the jokes fly.
My own. Kendall, not my anus. Uranus, the planet.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Snobbub.
And yes, said, Kendall's anus is planet size.
When Mr. Snobbub said, Kendall boy, this week we're talking about Uranus, I was like, I will not. Didn't know he was talking about the planet at first. Of course.
You idiot.
Nobody wants to hear about my anus.
No, they don't.
Oh, Cliff, you know it's the seventh planet from the sun.
You know, I originally remember that, you know, that show Third Rock from the Sun.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to set it on Uranus. They wanted to call it Seventh Rock from the Sun.
But everybody talked to.
They wouldn't. John Lithgow, he wouldn't do it. He said no.
Just like we're the seventh highest rated radio show in Bushelltown.
In our time slot.
Well, there are only seven.
In our time slot, we are. We come in number seven. So, hey, that's why I tell people we're the host of a top 10 radio show.
And number six is the signal tone, you know, for the broadcast network.
It's the signal tone.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Kendall, did you know
no, I didn't.
That Uranus is the coldest planet in the solar system?
Oh, I want to live there.
Oh, I bet it feels like the freezer aisle at the Food and More.
Oh, you know, that's my favorite place to go. I go immediately there and stand there. I love it. Think of all the money you'd save on air conditioning.
Just think of it.
You know what I love about Uranus?
That it orbits the sun on its side.
No.
It's lazy like us.
Well, no. What I love about it, in addition to it being freezing cold, is that they have 42 years. It takes like 42 years for a day on Uranus. So there's 42 years of just sunlight. And then there's 42 years of darkness. So you have to like travel to the South Pole when the seasons change.
Good. You know, I want to go back to what you said a second ago and expand on that and say it's not the first time today someone said, you know what I love about Uranus?
There are so many jokes
just
that are going
to
happen.
Just to go back to that.
Yeah, I'm glad we went back.
Uranus, Kendall, it has rings. Did you know this?
Dark rings.
Some people get them bleached.
Very thin, dark rings. Now it has two rings. You're right.
Yeah.
That's all.
And two rings. And get this, everybody. Oh, man. You're going to be jealous. It has two rings and 27 moons.
Oh, my God.
Talk about...
Aren't you so jealous, Earth?
I am. We got one dinky old moon up there. And all got space poop. Flying around, got shoes jettisoned from the space capsule.
We've already ruined the one moon we have.
It's got a flag and golf balls or whatever up there. Whatever they went up there to do.
Who knows what they left up there?
Who knows?
I was going to tell this long story. Mr. Snobbottom.
I'm looking for a letter I received in the mail earlier today, Buzz. Have you seen it? I set it down somewhere. I've misplaced it. It's a very important, very private letter, Buzz.
I have not seen anything.
I haven't. Kendall,
are you still what are you looking for, dear? What is going on
it's
here?
It's a letter. No, it's a letter, dear. Just business, dear. You
He's
know,
looking for a letter.
Don't
want to
worry.
He said it's very secretive or something?
Now, Kendall, are you sitting on it? What is it? Wait, is it
everything.
Stuck to my
Hold
butt?
On.
Look at me. Is it stuck to my butt?
No, nothing on your anus. That's hilarious, dear. Quite a good topic subject, dear.
No time for levity, Buzz. I must find this important letter.
What is this
dear?
Letter all about?
Oh, my.
What is this letter? I've heard nothing about the letter. Why don't you have it sent to the house, dear?
Never mind. I'll be right.
Yes. Hmm.
Oh.
Maybe it's our acceptance into the Hall of Fame podcasting.
No.
For coming in 7th.
What is he up to?
So many times. I don't know. He's out there searching.
He's been acting weird lately.
Kendall, did you know that without any help at all, you can see Uranus?
Hadn't had that issue for years and years. Haven't been able to.
You can just see it at night. Just look up.
Just look up. That's all you need.
All you have to just know in those hard times in your life, we all have those hard times.
Well, I want to know why back in 1791, why William Herschel just didn't look up and say, oh, there's Uranus. It was the first planet discovered with the use of a telescope. And William Herschel discovered it.
He should have just looked the
hell
up.
He should have looked up. He should have taken your advice. Tooken your advice.
Why didn't he took it?
I don't know.
Kendall, you know, that Uranus, I wish I could say this about me, but Uranus has only been visited once.
Oh.
You know, and they only one spacecraft.
Only been probed.
Kendall, we'll probe deeper later. Only one spacecraft in the history of spaceflight has ever made a close approach to Uranus.
It happened. Who knew this show was going to be so fun for
you? I don't know. It happened way back in 86. Wonderful year. Wonder what we were doing.
Wonderful year.
We were so little. January 24th, 86. We were just on Earth having happy childhoods. And
starting kindergarten.
Yeah, and the Voyager 2 was coming close to Uranus. It took lots of photographs of the gas giant and
its
27 moons before it sped off to Neptune. And history's never been the same since.
Dear.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt the show,
what's
dear.
What's happening?
Something is going on with this snot bottom. What is he looking for, dear?
Did he find that envelope?
No, he's just acting so weird lately, dear. Phone calls in the middle of the night. I'm not sure
phone
what's going
calls?
On. But who's he talking to?
What? Yeah,
dear, I
calling?
Don't know. He's very secretive about it all, dear.
Oh, my God. So... Oh, look, he's out there on the phone now. Who's he talking to?
Oh, dear. Who is that?
Oh, darn. No. Wrong number, dear.
Dear,
that...
What is this? Is he having an affair?
A what?
An affair.
An affair. What I want to do, Kendall, I would like to express myself and tell everybody.
Is there a song coming up?
Next week.
Okay.
Next week. I just want to tell everybody what's been burning my biscuit.
Burning my biscuits are burning.
Kendall, you know, life today is just crazy, and there's
yes,
so many things out there that just burn my biscuit. Sorry, I was looking for something on the floor, and I knocked into our microphones. There we go.
I hope everyone's ears are okay after that.
We did. Okay.
Nobody
listened. No, it didn't hurt anybody.
I've got a 4-page list of things that burned my biscuits.
All right.
They're smoking. You want me to start, or you want to start, Cliff?
If you have that many, you better start.
I got to get started.
And then I want to get back to Uranus.
I'm just going to say... Starting off, everything about the election and leave it at that.
Oh, God.
And move on. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Oh, God. Kendall, at the Food & More the other day, what really was burning my biscuits, you know how they do this, it's the way they get you at the supermarket.
Cause it's so shifty there.
I needed some Raisin Bran, and I needed, you know.
You needed some donuts. Let's
no,
not
no I needed Raisin Bran.
Okay.
And so I went, and it was... You know, regular $3, or it was 3 for $6.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're thinking, you're not going to buy 3. You were going to get you. Showed them. I walked my ass up to the counter with an armload of 3 Raisin Bran boxes. And I thought, take this, Blop Smudge Food & More. I'll show you who's in charge. And I got that sale price.
Cliff's in charge. Church. Cliff, something else that's burning my biscuits.
Uh-huh.
The kids today. They are, I don't know if you see this, when people post things on Facebook or Twitter and different places, and they put like SMA, shaking my head, or all these other things, and I'm like, what does that mean? And I'll read it like 12 times, and I think I might as well look this up, because I guess it's a thing now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what any of them mean. I feel so old and stupid.
Oh. Now, this is going to sound like you
for
a second. Burning my biscuits. You know who burned them the other day? Charles the Contractor.
Look, I want to tell you.
Oh, no.
Charles the Contractor. Need I say more?
Oh, no.
Go ahead with it. Well, preach it, brother.
All right. Well, the other day, I was here gathering some things together, putting them in a little bag, you know, to-go bag. Mm-hmm. And Charles, the contractor, he's like, hey, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going to go to that public pool over in East Busheltown. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to watch the Busheltown Community College men's swim team practice because I support physical fitness.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, you know, always look, I love sports and things like that.
You watch the Olympics?
No, who can be bothered? But anyway, I thought I'm going to go cheer them on and say, way to go, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, just to be a supporter.
Uh-huh.
Just an athletic supporter. Kendall is all I am.
I always say Cliff is an athletic supporter.
Yeah, he loves it. So anyway, Charles wanted to tag along. Mm. And oh my God. So I let him come along.
Well, there's your first
mistake. Don't know how to say
no. We get bed bugs again?
But anyway, we went and we're sitting in this, you know, over there in the chairs and stuff. And he got us thrown out because he brought in, you know, he dropped a Colt 45. A glass Colt 45 ball is shattered. Right in front of the kiddie pool. And the worst part was my Colt 45. He dropped it and it just shattered. I was left with nothing to drink. We couldn't even watch the end of the swim team practice. And so I don't know if they high-fived or slapped each other on the butt or what. So, it burned my biscuits. Well, I just couldn't. It ruined my whole day.
You know I don't drink anymore, Cliff. But you know,
I know.
Some of my old tricks. You gotta like put that in a Coke bottle or something, a plastic one, so it, at the pool you don't break anything.
I guess.
Or just don't bring Charles to anything.
To any. Man.
Don't get me started. That's burning my biscuits right now.
Oh yeah.
Cliff, you ever when you're online and you see this thing, it's like, oh, the 12 best things to do with this. And you have to click like a million times. And like just for the first thing, you have to click 6 times to go through it because they have all these ads.
Oh,
Does that not piss you off?
Everything makes me so mad. I want to know, okay, so much, how are we supposed to enjoy our lives, right? People that we know and love, like frequent guest star Alan, have moved on to whatever the next journey is.
His problems are over.
And we're still here, and we're trying, and you know, and I think of people like him, and I think, okay, enjoy every minute, you know, who cares, it's finite, we're older than, you know, Janis Joplin ever was. And so, I try to think like that, but then we spend so much time sleeping, which you can't get back, and then we spend so much time, like, pooping, which you can't get back, and so much time, like, in the shower, you can't get it back. Well, us eating is like a sport, so that's
normal,
enjoyment.
Everyday minutes, yeah.
We spend so, listeners like I spend so much time listening to belches, can't get that time back.
Yep.
And then also this day and age, Kendall, we spend like 90% of our lives logging into stuff online, don't we?
With wrong emails.
With the wrong email, because I have different emails. You got one that's like professional for the library. You got one that's like at cliffandkendall.biz. You got one for your porn sites. And then you got one, you know, for whatever, just to boost your Twitter followers. And then, you know, I can't remember the logins for all of them.
I downloaded an app. To keep them all in one place.
I just go through the 47 that I've used. Okay, if it wasn't that one, I guess I'll try the next.
I'll try one more. And it's like, now you're locked out, and you spend 4 more hours of your life trying to get unlocked out.
Oh, what a world.
This segment's making me angry.
But anyway, Kendo, is that enough, or do you need to calm down?
I need to calm down. I'll just say Pokemon Go, and then let's calm down.
Pokemon, no.
Pokemon, no.
We'll be right back.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Remember the last time you had a bowl of prunes? And how after the prunes were all gone, you drank that sweet, good-tasting juice? Well, that's what this is. Only better. You know how you have to use up the whole coffee bean to release all that good coffee taste? Well, we use up practically the whole prune to make prune juice. And just like coffee, we let prunes brew a while till their juice is rich, full of flavor. A lot of flavor in that glass. A lot of quick energy, too. Prune juice. You really ought to try it.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Uranus. Uranus.
Welcome back.
Excuse me, did a fax come through? I was expecting a fax in here during the break, Buzz.
No fax.
Oh, there's the fax machine. It's coming on. Oh, well, here, Kendall, reach what? Over and get
this. Oh, stop the ball, did it, Buzz. Oh,
I've never seen you move so fast. What is it? Let me see it.
Oh, never mind, Buzz.
What is it? The hell is going on?
He has been so weird.
I'm telling you, it's an affair.
Oh, my God. Kendall, you are too suspicious.
You know, in his day, they sent faxes to each other as love notes.
As love notes.
That's what it is.
You know what's really cute is a long time ago, people, when they would give Valentines, they would go and, like, put a Valentine on your porch, and they would hit the porch with a stick, and you would come out there and come get your Valentine.
Don't hit my porch unless you put a cake on my porch.
A cake.
I've
been having just sad times because of how fat I am lately.
My whole life has been a big sad time.
I really get bummed out. And like you know, I had to go to this big thing the other day for library volunteers, mm-hmm. where they just refresh us on the Dewey Decimal System.
You have so many classes you have to go to and to how be you, a librarian.
Well, because you have to put, like, the periodicals in those, like, binder things. You mm-hmm. have to know how to thread a newspaper on one of those big, long spindles. There's a lot that goes into it. So, mm-hmm. but anyway, I went, and I know that you do this and has happened to you, but I looked around, and there were only, like, three other men there, and I weighed, like, the combination of the other three men. And it's so sad because I went to a library thing last year, and, at least the other men there, I was like, well, but they're fat, too. There's only a couple other guys, but they're big blobs like me. Uh-huh. And occasionally, I'm like, well, I'm not as fat as that guy, but this time, oh, God, they all just so skinny. And I wanted to throw up. I thought, but here I am. I'm Homer in his flowered moo-moo, and there's nothing I can do.
Oh, God, I know the feeling.
Nothing I can do but grin and bear it and have another f***ing donut all.
Well, and the funniest thing happened, you know, I think I told you, Susan and I, whenever she's in town, we've been taking dance lessons, mm-hmm. you know, down at the Bush Town Community Center. And our dance instructor, she had this, like, bracelet on that had all this, like, bling on it. And we're doing this movement, and she was like, oh, Susan, you need to put this bracelet on. And she went to put it on, and it wouldn't fit around her wrist. And Susan, I hope Susan doesn't mind telling us on the air. She's like, I wasn't so embarrassed it wouldn't fit on my wrist. I was more embarrassed for her that she, like, had done this. And I was like, oh, my wrists are too fat for your bracelet.
Well, that's like, okay, at the library, also, similarly, I mm-hmm. hate to keep boring people with tales of my life.
Oh, God, we're getting so many letters right now.
Right, as soon as a fan outcries, I'll stop.
We'll stop talking about this.
Yeah, but anyway, I was there, and they had to give us these, like, library t-shirts, which are ugly and you don't want anyway. Mm-hmm. But they gave us one, and they said, okay, Cliff, what size do you want? And I said, I'm going to say it on the air. I'm going to say on the air what I said. I said, okay, give me X. Uh-huh. Just throwing it out there. I said, give me X. And they said, oh, you can't. You don't need X. Oh, yes, I did.
See, they were being nice. I've asked X for them. People said, now, you know these run small. I was like, you are going to run small when I pound you into the ground.
Yeah, well, I put it on and I thought, oh, my God, what if I let them talk me into X? It would, oh, Lord, would have been like a Jessica Rabbit dress. But anyway, the show must go on, and life carries on no matter how fat we are. And I'm living for love, and I've got one thing to tell you.
What are you going to tell me?
Don't touch that dial.
The dials, would you just not touch that one?
I won't. I will not be touching that one.
Don't touch it.
What famed movie director and producer of Amazing Stories debuted as a director on Red Sterling's Night Gallery?
Oh, was it Señor Spielbergo?
You know it, Cliff!
All right, Kendall.
You got it.
I got it. Don't touch the dial. All right, Kendall. What talk show hostess has zinged Princess Caroline as a slut, Yoko Ono as a dog, and Vanessa Williams as a tramp?
What talk show host?
Hostess.
Rosie O'Donnell.
No, she was the Queen of Nice. idiot. This was someone who we also love, though. Our beloved Joan. Joan Rivers.
Oh, well, I was trying to think something dated.
Yeah.
Those are our questions of dated. All right.
Well, these are questions that our listener demographic will remember.
Yeah, well, you know. Let's see. What Adams Family regular observed a watch cauldron never bubbles?
Oh, was that... Morticia?
You know it!
You know it! Kendall, what Mary Tyler Moore regular starred in two short-lived 50s sitcoms, Life with Elizabeth and Date with the Angels?
Rhoda?
Oh, Kendall, I wish
Noda.
I wish you'd gotten it right. It was Betty White.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting she was on Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, Sue Ann Nivens. And, you know, I'm old, so I just watch old match games on YouTube. Uh-huh. And so many wonderful ones with Betty on there on the panel.
What else we got here? Who replied to Archie Bunker's claim that God is white in pictures with, maybe you were looking at the negatives?
Oh, was that Sammy Davis Jr.?
No. Cliff? It was George Jefferson. Moving on up.
Oh, I want to get all the Jeffersons.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know what comes on in the afternoon now?
What?
Maud.
Does it really?
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, and Maud. I think it's because we talked about it on the show.
See, we're bringing it back.
And people are like, you know what? We need Maud.
The world needs a little more Maud.
We need some more Maud. Maud tackled things that people wouldn't tackle.
See, today. And that was another show where people just came in and out. What show?
All in the Family.
Yeah, All in the Family. That's
with
right.
The Jeffersons, uh-huh. And Good Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. Good Time. Let's not go there. Kendall, what sitcom, speaking of sitcoms, and these are things that you wouldn't hear today, was taught millions the words spade and he.
Ooh, was that all?
It was. And you shouldn't say any of those words.
No, you heard here first.
Never, never say that.
And Cliff, for a little lighter note, what color is Marge Simpson's hair?
Blue hair.
As blue as the blueness that we're feeling all the
you
time.
Saw me standing right there.
Dear, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
What's going on?
I'm so distraught, dear. Mr. Tombaum's running around like crazy. He's on the phone. He's taking faxes and phone calls and emails and letters left and right, dear. I'm not sure what's going on, dear. I think there's another woman, dear.
Oh, no, surely not.
Well, maybe not.
No, what other woman would put up with?
Oh, dear, I don't know, dear. There's someone out there, though, dear. Something's going on, dear, and he's hiding it from me, and he doesn't hide anything from me, dear.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure it's a reasonable explanation.
I'm sure it's a reasonable one. You know, all of these things with the business, it's probably just stuff about, like, creditors.
Probably. You know, we owe tons of money to everybody.
Everybody.
Where is he now?
Oh!
It just got so angry she left.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it is, Cliff. I think something's going on.
No, I don't. Sure. Maybe he's. What if he's going to produce another show?
What are the chances of that?
Oh, no.
He can barely produce this one. They're not going to give him another one when they see how bad this one is.
Oh, my God. Well, that's true. But he might have done the old Cliff trick where you just don't tell people where you used to work.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
Oh, no. Kendall, I just know this whole situation is weird.
It is weird, Cliff. It's time for Kendall's weird news. My first weird news story for you is this.
All right, I'm just going to settle in and listen here. Just
strap yourself in, Cliff. It's going to be a long and bumpy ride.
Strap yourself in.
Two dogs, Cliff. Uh-oh. They were left alone in a car.
Oh, Kendall, don't bum me out.
In a West Virginia Walmart parking lot.
Oh, no.
And so she left these dogs in the car. But then she left the car running, keeping it cool.
Okay.
And these dogs, I guess, put the car into drive, and they rammed into the Walmart. Crashed into the side of the Walmart. They said people just reported they saw these two little dogs, like, with this car just slow moving down, running into Walmart. So... It not only is it weird, but it also teaches you, don't leave your dogs in the car, whether the car's running or not.
I like when there's a moral to the weird news.
Well, that's why I try.
I like it.
Weird and moral.
Moral,
thank you. All right, Cliff.
Helps my morale.
Here's one that goes right along with your throwing urine on people.
Oh, sometimes that's what they need.
Well, this woman agreed with you, Cliff. Somebody, sort of.
Yeah.
She comes into a gas station, and she says she got to use the bathroom, and the guy would not allow her to because she hadn't bought anything.
Oh.
So as protest, this woman gets up on the counter, uh-huh. pulls down her pants, pees into a cup,
oh.
and then drinks it.
Oh!
The whole time, this guy, and it's all on CCTV camera, of course, this guy's yelling at her, stop, I'll take you to the bathroom. And she was so irate that she said, piss in this cup and drink it. And then she slept, and they never found her or arrested her or anything.
Go but, for it.
But that's what she did, Cliff. They said their little pool of urine still on the counter after she left.
I think that's great.
See, the only thing you would have done different is pee and then pour it on the guy.
I would have thrown it in his face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why drink it? Throw, use that urine and throw it at somebody.
Yeah, maybe she was also really thirsty.
Or make a shit bomb. Like we
talked or a about. Shit bomb, yeah, from previous. All
right, that was weird, Cliff. And finally, I've got that one more weird story for you.
Oh,
Mr. Snodbomb, right in the middle of
weirdness. Oh, my. I just received a very disturbing phone call, Buzz.
What was the phone call about? Oh, what is going on?
Oh, I can't tell you, Buzz.
Well, why? Did you even come in and can't tell us?
I just had to share it with someone, Buzz, but I must keep things private.
Have you talked to Mrs. Potter about her turn? She's running around looking for
you. Listen, come on. Why don't you just come on back in here? Let's get this all sorted
what
out.
What is going on, dear?
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Potter, you've been running around like crazy, dear. What is going on?
Oh, my. You know, I suppose I must tell you, I must come clean, dear.
What? Buzz. Dear, is there someone else, dear? What's going on? You're talking to think about, dear.
Oh, there's someone else, dear.
Oh, dear, I knew it.
There's someone.
I knew it, another, dear. Who is she, dear?
It's Dr. Roberta Flacotono. It's a new bowel specialist, dear. She's replacing Dr. Arnstein, bowel
specialist. And you're having an affair with this woman, dear.
Oh, dear, no, my, unfair, dear, of course not. She's just been looking at my bowels, and I've been trying to get her to replace the retired Dr. Arnstein.
Oh, dear,
and what she doesn't want to, she said she can't do anything for a case like mine, dear.
Oh, dear, I thought something terrible was going on. Why did you tell me,
it
dear?
It is terrible, dear. I've got to find a new bowel specialist.
Why did you tell me, dear? Why would you?
Oh, my God, this is...
I told you something that could be explained away.
I feel like we're living in As the World Turns right now. Is that where we are?
Yeah. Mr. Steinbaum, you are going to be fine. We're going to get you a new bowel jiggler.
You know, my bowel jiggler got rusted up when I lifted it in your house.
I know you did. We're going to get you a new one, though.
All
we'll
right.
get your bowel sorted right out.
Ooh,
oh,
bye.
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe you should take this outside, Mr. Steinbaum.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. It's okay. I'm so happy. I'm going to go make a cake, dear. Let's go get a cake, dear. I'll put your special bowel pudding inside.
Oh, good idea, dear.
I'm glad we cleared that up. That was so weird.
I was holding that in the whole time.
So weird.
That was
I'm not
weird.
Even going to try to top it. That was the weirdest thing that's happened in weird news in a long time.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. Kendall, do you know anything else? Would you like anything else you'd like to share with us about your anus?
No, I think I've covered it all.
It was a good, hard-hitting first 5 minutes of the show.
It was, all about, you know, all anybody really needs to know about Uranus.
All we really wanted to do was just tell everybody out there that Uranus deserves a salute.
Uh-huh.
It's worthy of love.
And we've saluted it. And, you know, in 100 episodes, we might be out of topics, and we might do some more salutes.
More Return to Uranus.
There it is. Return to Uranus.
All right.
And that's sad, Cliff.
It is sad.
And it's sad, but I'm happy that Mr. Snotbot and Mrs. Potter put a bit of term worked at all. I just hate to hear them fight.
I didn't even know what was going on.
I didn't either. I was worried. I called it. There was no affair. I told you.
You said there was an affair.
No, I think you misheard me. I think if you listen back, you'll see I was right the whole time.
Kendall, you know I've got better things to do than listen to. Just kidding. Well, I don't. I don't. Kendall, I've got a quote for everyone.
Oh, okay.
I think it sums up our show perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I am mortal, born to love and to suffer. And that was said by Friedrich Hölderlin.
Amen.
Amen, Free.
And I got a quote for you, Cliff.
All right.
I have looked further into space than any human being did before me. I have observed stars of which the light, it can be proved, must take 2 million years to reach the Earth. And that was William Herschel after discovering Uranus.
Oh, Billy Boy.
Boom.
Kendall, who is wise? He that learns.
Oh.
No. Wrong on all counts.
Damn.
Kendall, who is wise? He that learns from everyone. Who is powerful? He that governs his passions. Who is rich? He that is content. Who is that? Nobody!
Oh,
and
shit.
And that was said, oh, by the one, the only, the Benny Franks.
I am a nobody, Cliff. No, I thought you were asking me a question at first. I wanted to answer.
You thought these were stupid questions. All, yeah.
All right, Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week. Let's go see if we can get some of that cake.
Oh, no, I'm going to go learn more about Uranus.
Oh, my.
Uranus. Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Uranus.